The RV Advisor, created to protect the rights of the RV enthusiast. Learn more at thervadvisor.com.
This is the RV Advisor Podcast with your host, Tom Alexander. Get all the latest information, trends, advice from experts, stories from the road, and more in the world of recreational vehicles. Now, here's Tom.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guests are Dan and Julie. And Dan and Julie are up in Bruce Creek, Michigan. Hi, folks.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Doing well, thank you. Doing very well, and hope you are same. And although I learned before we came on, you guys had a little bit of a breakdown, which you're trying to get get squared away. So you're holed up in Bruce Creek, Michigan. Is that near one of the big lake, near Lake Michigan, or how close are you to the fun and sun of the Great Lakes?
We're kind of deep in the UP, but maybe an hour from Lake Superior, roughly.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Well, then, not too far, but you're looks like you're doing okay. You're in your RV and enjoying it. What are you riding around? Yeah, it is a blessing. What are you guys riding around in?
Well, we have a little Vespa scooter that we take with us, and we just recently purchased it about a month ago, and it may pay for itself right now with the truck breaking down.
Yeah, making running some errands with the Vespa. And then what RV do you have?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, we have a 2021 Alliance Paradigm 372 RK.
Wow. Well, that's a mouthful, but it looks beautiful. I'm looking behind you, it really looks terrific. So you also have a presence on YouTube, and you do your own videos. And when everything's running smoothly, you see a lot of stuff. And I kind of got to kind of glance at a couple things. And also you have your dog Maggie in tow. Is that right?
That is correct. Yep.
Wonderful.
We also have another dog. Her name is Love. She doesn't have such a personality like Maggie does, so she doesn't get as much video time, because usually she just stares off in the distance and judges people. So she doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, one of those. I gotcha. Well, listen, you know, we want to find out about your plans and also maybe some stuff in the rear view, some places that you've been. Just recently before breaking down. But listen, here's the deal. We'll make sure that you guys, we got to get you fixed and back up on the road and running, right? That's the main thing. All right. Well, we'll do that. And we are speaking with Dan and Julie. I should point out that their Instagram page is Exploring Land and Sea. And I would extend C to include the Great Lakes, because you're in Michigan, the inland. Yeah. Exploring Land and Sea. And that's right. That's where they are at Instagram. You can check them out. And we'll be back in a moment with Dan and Julie. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Stay tuned.
The RV Advisor was created for you to protect your rights as an RV enthusiast and arm you with the knowledge to navigate the complex RV industry. There's strength in numbers, and that's why we've built a nationwide network of RV owners, empowering you with the advice you can trust at RVAdvisor.com.
We're back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander. My guests are Dan and Julie. And it's Exploring Land and Sea. Land and Sea, that's where you can find them on Instagram. And of course, they also have a YouTube presence. You can check out their videos there. Is that also Exploring Land and Sea on YouTube?
Great.
Now, you know, you guys have a tremendous backstory. I want to share, we love to hear about, Dan. I know that you served our country, and thank you so much for that. What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Air Force, and but the last 7 years I served with Special Operations. So I worked with Army, Navy, I worked with everybody.
Ah, okay, across all the branches.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that through that, there were some challenges that you needed to overcome, but maybe you can share that story.
Yeah, so I am being a disabled vet, you know, of course, a lot of PTSD and the things that come with that are depression, anxiety. And I was finding myself isolating quite a bit. It could be the most beautiful day, and I, for some reason, couldn't step through the front door to go outside. It's an irrational fear. A lot of people can't fathom that or comprehend it, but a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters out there understand. So I race sailboats as well, and I do a lot of sailing. Mm-hmm. And my dream was to get a sailboat and sail the Caribbean perpetual summer all year round.
Yeah.
Well, Julie being a lot smarter than me with some of my medical issues, being 4 days from any type of rescue or land isn't the best idea. So she said, hey, you know, why don't we continue to sail, but let's get an RV because America is so diverse and so beautiful. And then we're only, you know, at worst case, a few hour drive from an emergency room and medical assistance.
Right.
And so that's just been an absolute blessing for me.
Yeah.
Some of the problems I struggle with, they're still there, but they're not as, they don't impact me as much. And, you know, for any other veterans out there that might be struggling, if camping or RVing isn't your niche, find something. There is something out there in organizations that will support you.
Yeah.
And because, you know, we got to reach out to our brothers and sisters and, you know, help them out. So please, my message to all the veterans, if you're struggling, find something, a healthy alternative, and enjoy it. Life is short and it's very fragile.
It sure is. And first, again, you know, again, thank you for your service, and thank you for sharing this message with so many folks, you know, watching. This is not uncommon, and we've heard this story before. A few folks have been joined us on the program that have gone through similar situations, and it's interesting that they also share the message of find something, you know. Yeah. You know, and once you do, you know, stick with it, and it's often very cathartic, therapeutic. And that's just a wonderful message, and I'm so glad to hear that things are improving with
for
that.
Sure, absolutely.
That's wonderful. I know that for the early part of her career, my wife was in music therapy, and she found that she had encountered several folks that had a similar, before I think it was even called PTSD, you know, what it is now. This is back in the early 80s. They were working through this process of trying to help folks with music. And it was very, very helpful. You know, so PTSD as a whole, now it's understood a lot better.
Yes. A lot better.
We're gaining a lot of ground there. So thank you again. You know, pretty soon you're going to have your RV fixed. Yeah. And your truck.
Yeah.
And you'll be back out on the road. So there's still plenty of hopefully some good weather left, you know, in the northern part of the country.
Oh,
any spots you have, you know, on the target, kind of looking for some places to go?
We spent a month and a half in the UP. And I will tell you, the UP is absolutely beautiful. So if none of you guys have been there, I highly recommend going to the UP. It is unbelievable. But from here, we eventually make our way down south and spend some time in South Dakota. I've never been, and I'm absolutely excited. Some people that I follow on Instagram have been there and posted pictures, and just makes me want to go even more.
Yeah.
So really excited for that experience. And then in the winter, we just work our way south.
Yeah, well, that's a plan. That's a good plan because you start to escape the cold. We're here in South Florida, so you know it's. Although the background doesn't look like South Florida, but that's yeah. but that's okay. No, we're in South Florida, and you know we have wonderful winters here, but we have to power through the summer months. And in fact, we got a tropical storm looming. I don't think we're going to have too much trouble this time around. Hopefully. But, right. You know, that's always, it's good to stay up north during the summer months and
yes.
head south for the winter, which yeah, I didn't right. invent that, by the way, but.
everybody else caught on.
Yeah, I, you know, but it's a pretty good idea. that is, if you're, you know, if you're like me and you're not really a winter sports person, I, you know, I tend to rather swim and walk and ride a bike or something, you know?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Michigan and all of those years, I really hated winter every single year. So this year will be my first winter not being in Michigan during a winter. So
really?
I'm really excited.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so that's like my exciting winter coming up that I will not have to deal with snow and cold and five layers. So that's really exciting for me.
Hopefully we'll have Christmas lights on a palm tree somewhere. Right?
Yeah.
A nice sandy beach and it'll be warm.
And we're that's great. What about you, Dan? Where did you grow up?
I was actually born in Michigan, but I grew up in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Until I joined the Air Force and then just kind of wherever I was stationed or living for a little while, that became home until I needed to move to the next place.
I got you. So as a young boy, it was New Mexico.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the weather I know is a little different than Michigan there. I know, but yeah, I would imagine. But I'm sure you had your cold spells too.
Yeah, and what's funny, we had AstroTurf in our backyard. That was our grass. Here in Michigan, they have real grass.
Real grass, yeah.
You got to mow.
Right. Well, I grew up in Pennsylvania, in the Poconos area, and so I know cold weather. And I spent the first 32 years of my life there, so believe me, I know what it's like to endure those cold winters. Not quite Minnesota level winners, but cold enough. So you've got plans ahead, and any place recently that you've visited that's, you know, it's like, hey, we got to get back there.
Oh, do you want to go?
I
have my favorite. I don't know what his is.
All right.
Share the same. So we were up near Copper Harbor, which is the furthest northwest point of the Upper Peninsula at a state park, McLean State Park. And the park was absolutely beautiful. There's so much to do around there with exploring copper mines.
A lot of hiking and biking and walking trails. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was just, for us, we love, you know, doing all the outdoor activities. So I think that was probably my favorite place so far.
Yeah.
And probably shy of that was, you know, Tequamina Falls. You have Whitefish Point where the museum for the Edmund Fitzgerald is there.
Oh.
There's a lot of history over there. As well, but I think my number one would be McLean, just with the history of the copper mines and everything these miners had to endure.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. That is something. It's interesting you bring up the Edmund Fitzgerald because I remember that song, Gordon Lightfoot, mid-70s, and I was a boy. You know, I was a young boy when that came. A teenager, I guess. But I. That's what got me so fascinated by the Great Lakes, you know.
And everyone knows Lake Superior by that name, but they failed to realize it was actually Lake Gitche-Gumee.
Lake Gitche-Gumee.
And Gordon mentions that in the song.
Yeah, that's he does. He does. Yeah. The big lake they call Gitche-Gumee, I think
that's
is
right.
The
line.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The winds of November came early.
Yes. Right. And I tell you, you know, I've swam in three of the Great Lakes now and spent a lot of time on three of them. And it's easy to see why it's superior. It is superior in every facet of a lake.
It is awesome.
It's more beautiful. It's more violent. Everything about it is superior to all the other Great Lakes. And So if anyone out there can get a chance to get up there to Lake Superior,
yeah,
it's breathtaking.
I think too is that Lake Superior, there'll be days it is flat. And that was so surprising, flat. Yeah. And we paddleboarded all over Lake Superior. And normally in your head, you think it's very wavy and rocky. And there's actually beautiful sandy beaches. That is white sand, beautiful sandy beaches. The water's calm. It was warm in the water. We could go swimming in it. And so it definitely has impressed me, and more than what I thought it would be. Yeah.
But the very next day, you could have 4-foot waves crashing on the shore.
Yeah,
I just don't know what you're going to get. It's
letting you know she's the boss.
Yeah, it's like the inland tsunami, you know? It's like crazy. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I've seen pictures where, you know, you go on Facebook every now and then, somebody will send a photo of where they are, and they don't tell you where they are. They'll just post the picture, and I'll see a picture of this body of water behind them, and there's no real, you just see the water, and you see the turquoise aquamarine kind of look to it. I'm like, oh, what were you in the Caribbean, or are you in the Greek islands or something? And it's like, no, it's like Superior, you know.
Yeah. Lake Superior and Lake Michigan is like that. At the very northern, the more north you go, the cleaner and clearer the water is.
Yeah,
like,
beautiful.
It could be 30 feet deep and you can still see the bottom. It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's I've seen some gorgeous, gorgeous pictures, and I've seen how many of them now? Three of the Great Lakes I've seen, and beautiful, just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate your time. We're looking forward to hearing a progress report when that truck gets fixed.
Yeah, hopefully today or tomorrow, and we're out of here.
Good. And
get what we had already planned.
We got to keep on exploring.
Get you back out on the road, absolutely. And I'm looking, it's Exploring Land and Sea. Exploring Land and Sea. It's on Instagram. That's where you can find them, Exploring Land and Sea. And it is Dan and it is Julie. And we'd love to have you back again, folks. That'd be great.
We would love to. I would absolutely love to. I just want to make like a quick little thing though.
By all
for
means.
For people that know me, I love stickers. And so I would love to trade with you guys. So if anybody out there wants to trade stickers with me, just send me a DM and I would love to trade stickers. I'm a huge sticker fan.
All right. Yeah, stickers.
So
all right.
DM for sticker trade.
Yeah. I when I was a little kid, I used to love stickers, and so much so it would drive my mom crazy because I would stick them to furniture. That didn't go well. I can honestly say that. That did not end well, but I appreciate your passion for stickers.
I do. And I love seeing people's creativity because they make their own or they pay somebody to make them. And they're just unbelievable artists that are out there. And I love to see just the creativity. And I think it's a really neat concept.
Wonderful. Well, trade stickers with Julie, DM her, and go to make sure to go Exploring Land and Sea on Instagram, and check out their videos on YouTube. And Dan and Julie, thanks again. And we'll have you back soon.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Safe travels. This is the RV Advisor Podcast. Back in just a moment.
Buying an RV is an exciting moment, like buying a new house. You should inspect the RV and the contracts thoroughly. You may not know what to look for, and that's where the RV Advisor comes in. GG and her experts are here for you at rvadvisor.com.
We are back on the RV Advisor Podcast. I'm Tom Alexander, and as always, I'm joined by our good friend and guest coordinator for the RV Advisor. It's Neve Carrizacco. Hey, Neve.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And we are, as we make our transition into the new headquarters in Dania, Florida, we're still staying busy in every way and keeping up, keeping up appearances, but it's more than appearances. It's actually a lot of work.
We're doing a lot of work.
a lot of stuff. And you know, we were talking about this before, and it's a bit of an unfortunate thing, but I think we're all schooled in how to deal with it a little better now. We're starting to see some spikes again with COVID and of course the, you know, the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. I know you had some thoughts on that with what
I did, with what GD, I did.
GD's doing with some RVs and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And for anyone that has been tuning in since, I guess we could say March of 2020, when this all kind of started taking off and, you know, the new era that was COVID and everyone learning, Gigi stepped up and helped many, many people on the front lines by donating campers all around the US to people that needed to quarantine from their family because of their work, or, you know, they lost their job and they had no place to stay. There was many, many different reasons that people came out of the woodwork looking for some help, but mainly first responders. So nurses, fire, rescue, so on and so forth. So yeah, now that we have a rise in cases again, I mean, substantially higher this month over the last few months here in the Tri-County area especially, you know, please do continue to reach out to us if it is something that the RV Advisor and RVACA could assist you with. We would be more than happy to try, see if there's any way we can get a camper out to somebody that is in need, or whatever it is that we may be able to assist with. It's Gigi's goal to always just try help within the RV community.
Yeah.
And especially the first responders and nurses at this time. Scary again, you know, everyone has their two cents on COVID and how to deal with it. But at the end of the day, there is people that need to quarantine. There is people that are, you know, in unfortunate circumstances that they would need some sort of housing. So yeah, let us know. You can reach out to me personally on NCary or at ncary@theorvadvisor.com or any of our social media outlets. And yeah, just please let us know if there's someone you know or it's yourself that needs some help, and we can see what we can do during this, again, very busy, uncertain time.
It's been a little uncertain for some time now, and hopefully things will start to turn around. I know that we've got, not only do we have plans, you know, with the new headquarters at RV Advisor and just the RV Advisor in general and all our sister companies, but everybody out there has plans that have been largely put on hold, and you know, they want to get back to it, including me, including you. I know it's we all want to go back. Just
yeah,
you know, we just folks that want to play it smart, and we all should, I guess. You know, we have resources, and we're all helping each other. So you know, that's what we love about being part of the team here at the the RV Advisor. And don't forget, you can also visit rvaca.org. That's rvaca.org. You want to register your vehicle, your unit. You also want to you know, check into how you can help. A lot of it's right there as well at rvaca.org. Well, for Neve Carey Zacco, I'm Tom Alexander. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.